This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So before we get into our guest of the week on the PowerCast, we'd like to talk about our guest the previous week. And last week we had a skeptic, Ben Radford, the Skeptical Inquirer. So he is not just a skeptic, but a dyed-in-the-wool skeptic. All right? And I have to tell you, he's, you know, pretty nice guy. Unfortunately, sometimes, you know, maybe a few things that he says we have to fact check on. I did notice when we talked about the Tic Tac UFO photos and everything, Randall, you can agree or disagree, he tried to separate them. Well, the photo, it could be this, maybe a plane in the distance. And the pilot, well, pilots make mistakes, and it only constitutes a certain percentage of the footage they took, which means nothing because all you need is one picture. But you see what I'm saying? He tried to separate the incident into separate things, each of which he could tear apart. And well, that's kind of a skeptic's routine, where you try to find ways to dispute something. If you can't dispute the totality, you try to pretend it's separate. Then, of course, there was Chupacabra. And I don't know whether our guest this week, Rona Anderson, has gotten into monster stuff at all.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Chupacabra. So he basically, Ben Radford says, Chupacabra, no big deal. I got a letter right after we did the show. And his first sentence is, I picked up 16 chickens in my hands and saw this. So it's a shame he left it out, and I'll read part of it here. When debunking the Chupacabra's story, your guest conveniently forgot one detail. The hundreds of chickens and animals that appeared dead and intact with peculiarity that they did not have a single drop of blood in them. This happened almost daily across the whole island in different farms in different towns. Metal cages appeared torn to pieces. No single animal could have crossed such distances or could have had such strength. This appeared in major newspapers of the country, not in tabloids that he suggests. Even the mayor of Caravanas assembled a team to try to hunt the creature. Now that's, I think, enough there. And the key is this gentleman, who evidently is from Puerto Rico, suggests that this was a widespread phenomenon, not just one thing, not just one woman seeing something weird. Again, I like Ben, but we have somebody here saying there was a lot more involved and he ignored it. Now, once again, we have somebody making a statement that in and of itself is not necessarily authenticated. But it means, again, that we do have to look at this thing in more detail. And he wrote a book about it, Ben Radford. Did you read his book, Randall?
No, I haven't read Ben's book, but I did like Ben, and I liked his approach. I think he's one of the fair-minded skeptics that are out there, and he's willing to listen to other people's points of view, and then he will comment on them. And yes, he's used to using a skeptical approach, but at the same time, I think we also need a skeptical approach, because if we don't take into account the counterpoint, the other possibilities that are out there, we leave ourselves open to just blind belief, and then we lose all credibility.
Right.
So it's good to have guys like Ben out there, and I was really glad he came on the show. I thought it was a really good show.
I was too. I think he had some really, really good ideas there, and it's good to have him on. But the skeptic can make the same mistake as the believer, and we have to look at that, consider in both cases the willingness to suspend one's, shall we say, critical facilities. And I think he mostly was pretty good, but a couple of cases there he maybe demonstrated that he pushed it too far. This claim about Chupacabra, I've got to look into that further, and you and I can explore it. Maybe do another episode. Bring on someone like Lauren Coleman, who could kind of maybe strain things out there. He hasn't been on the show in a while, so he's always good to get in there. We've got Paranormal Explorer, Rona Anderson.
Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
So I want to ask you, Rona Anderson, as first of all, hi and welcome to the PowerCast.
Thank you for inviting me.
You own a 1998 Cadillac Seville Superior hearse.
And I know.
Which rock band ran around the hearse? Was that Alice Cooper or somebody?
Well, I think Alice Cooper had one, but there was another group of men that had or used it in videos or something with hearses. My hearse is parked in my driveway right now. I don't have insurance on it. It's kind of sticky about driving it around the neighborhoods right now with the COVID thing going on. It just doesn't look good when you're showing up in front of someone's door with a hearse, even if it has funny looking Halloween babies looking out the windows, because people think, oh my God, someone's died and they've come to collect them. So I don't want people, you know, panicking about that. So she's going to stay in the driveway until the fall, maybe.
Is insurance difficult to get for a hearse? I have no idea about Canada.
No,
I just know what I paid for insurance here, which is way too high.
I'm trying to get a deal where I can get my everyday driver's car and my hearse as a package, but my hearse is not over 20 years old yet. When your hearse is 20 to 25 years old, you get to go into what they call a collector insurance thing where they look after everything, and it's just great. Because, I mean, most people that drive these cars, they're like car show people. I go to car shows. I go to charity events, you know, the Halloween events. We'll go promote people. So it's just a joy to drive around. It's also, if you like IKEA, it's the best thing to carry your IKEA shelving in because it's got so much room. And I know people that go camping in their hearses.
Well, yeah, obviously in this day and age, it's not politically correct. You see, here's the thing, too. I'm a sedan person when it comes to driving. Not that I need, I don't go to IKEA, although there's one like a half hour drive from here. So I don't do things like that. But I've never been into SUVs or trucks or crossovers or any of that stuff or vans. But nowadays here in the U.S., I kind of think it's probably the same up north with you guys where there are only like 9 different models of sedans still being sold in the U.S. And the rest are all these other weird things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not like the Kia Soul are downright weird looking.
Yes, they are. They are. They really are. They have just strange vehicles everywhere. And, you know, my most favorite vehicle at one time was I had a 63 Chevy Impala. That thing was a boat. Nobody could hurt it.
And I had a 57 Chevy, but the thing was really kept in bad shape, so I got rid of it into something. The car I wanted to have, and this was when I was very young, a Studebaker Avanti. And when Studebaker went out of business, the Avanti continued for like another 10 or 20 years. They put a more modern engine in there, and they updated the suspension and everything. And it was interesting, not being made anymore, but it was designed by a fellow named Raymond Loewy, who was one of the top auto designers of the 50s and 60s. And this was such a unique car, but Studebaker screwed up everything. Why are we talking about this? I have no idea. Because this is a paranormal radio show.
Yeah.
We're talking to Rona Anderson, who's a psychic medium, and our friend Jeff Belanger has written about her, and we're going to find out, aside from driving a hearse sometimes when they let her do it, more about her and her abilities with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
All right. A psychic medium.
Yes.
Rona Anderson. Do you go to school for this, or did you wake up one day and say, hey, I've got some strange powers? Not to be sarcastic.
No, I was a toddler and like 2 or 3 years old, and my mother would come in and I'd be on the floor talking to this guy. He's supposed to be a man. She couldn't see anybody. And he was my friend Glick. She just about, you know, had a heart attack and said, no, no, it's an imaginary friend. But she said, every day I was on the floor talking with this man and we were playing and stuff was happening. And she just stayed out of the room. She was very scared. Years and years later, she'd tell me it was imaginary friend. But years later, she finally admitted to me, you know, Rona, you had a ghost in your bedroom and you interacted with that every day. And I said, well, I don't remember him. But I said, I must have had fun because I said, if I didn't, I would have done something to alarm you to bring you into my room. He'd think he was a very nice man. But so after that, I just started seeing all kinds of stuff.
Now, this is interesting here. The guy's name is Glick.
Yes, and I traced the name. It's from medieval Germany.
Right. I was thinking Jewish, but I'm a New York Jew, so I think everybody's Jewish.
Yeah, I think it's medieval Germany. The Glick, there's a Glick clan of Glicks or whatever back then.
I'm a little confused there. You remember his name, but it sounded like you said you don't remember anything about the experiences.
Well, yeah, it's funny. The name stuck with me, and I didn't know what it applied to as I got older. Well, my mother told me the man you were talking to on the floor, his name was Glick, and you said the word Glick all the time. And, yeah, I don't remember what he looked like. I don't have a very good memory as a child. I had a terrible car accident when I was in grade 7 and almost went into a coma, and they had to do a brain operation. So after that, I lost a lot of my childhood memories.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yes.
But you didn't lose your abilities, apparently.
No.
So that's pretty cool. And then you got older and you met your husband, Ben, who you are now husband and wife team. How did you two get introduced and into your partnership in the paranormal?
Well, what happened was I had met Ben working at a hotel. I was a front desk clerk and they had brought him in to quote unquote shake up the hotel management. Go from the up to the down and find out what's wrong and throw it out of the hotel. So he was supposed to be cleaning up the hotel. And I saw this guy and I thought, oh God, like he's just going through everything. Don't trust him. You know, he looks sneaky. What happened was he just kept coming back and talking to me. And next thing you know, we became a couple and we discussed a lot of things and found out that we had a lot of paranormal experiences while we were both growing up. And so we told each other a lot of things that happened and we kind of got interested in like, well, I wonder what other people have experienced. And, you know, we were going to go ahead with that. And then we had our son. So that kind of took up a lot of years for me. I'm not getting a lot of paranormal experiences because I was concentrating on being a mom and looking after everybody. Then I went back to work. I was kind of having certain things happening in places that I worked with. There would be something in the corner or something in the washroom or something walking around somewhere. And, of course, I'm the only one that can hear, see, or feel it. This would just progress up until some of the other jobs that I got, and then Ben and I decided at one point, I think it was when Most Haunted, which is a British show, struck Canadian TV, which I think was in the 2000s, 2000 or 2001, and we started to watch that, and I'm watching this woman do Most Haunted and thinking, why are you doing this? You're scared. You're running around tearing your hair out because you think something's coming after you. This is just ridiculous. We talked about, you know, we should be going into some of these places and doing this because we were not afraid of spirits and we were getting a lot of the equipment that people usually need to do investigations. So the other people that we had met, we decided to do a couple with them. It didn't go really the way it should have because there were some personal problems with some of them. So it turned out to be Ben and I going on our own and running into some pretty incredible cases together.
And then you started Paranormal Explorers. But just before we get to that, you say you took some time off from the paranormal to concentrate on your family.
Yes.
So you have a son.
And three stepdaughters and three step-grandchildren.
Wow, that is totally cool. Often we find that paranormal abilities do tend to manifest in families and through the generations. How did your son take this? Did he have any imaginary friends?
Yeah.
Were you able to talk very openly about your experiences with your family?
I did. I couldn't talk with my mother or my father or my grandparents, whom I lived with from grade 7 to the end of high school. My parents had separated and they'd moved away. And yeah, I couldn't tell anybody there all the things that was happening in my grandmother's house. My grandmother's house was extremely haunted. None of my grandparents or parents had the psychic thing. They didn't know if anything was going on. But what happened was we had somebody in our family who was mentally ill back in the early 60s, late 50s. They did a horrendous crime of murder-suicide of a husband and wife. And I was never told about this in my family. And so when I started hearing things going on in the basement, and then when I go to sleep in my room, I could hear this thing swishing up and down the hallway. I said to them, there's something going on. Well, I don't hear it. Go back to bed. And then I just got to the point where I'm saying, you know what? This is crap. I have to go and find out what is walking down the hall and what is in the basement. And I figured then it was my Aunt Lorene who was walking up and down the halls with her nightgown on. And then my Uncle Graham, who was the shooter, he was in the basement. And he was not a normal spirit, as I found out years and years and years of the spirit investigation. He became what I call a fractured spirit. And that is somebody that you commit a murder, you commit some hellish thing on somebody or animals or anything. And when the people or animals that you perpetrated these things on die, when you die, some of the pieces of them stick to you and you become looking like some horrendous thing out of a horror movie. And that was what was in my basement.
Before we go into a further exploration of that basement, let's explore this more to come with Rona and Jean and Randall and maybe some spirits out there. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The powerful U.S. attorney in Manhattan, who's been overseeing investigation into President Trump's allies, showed up at his office to work to find the attorney general there to fire him. Then Jeffrey Berman issued a statement saying he would leave after all. Attorney General William Barr says President Trump had ordered Berman out, but the president says that's up to Barr. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
It's ironic that the Attorney General Barr is accusing Mr. Berman of creating a public spectacle over public service. In fact, it is the president and the Attorney General who have not followed the proper process to handle the appointment of somebody as the U.S. Attorney in New York.
The administration's push to dump Berman set up a clash with the Justice Department and one of the nation's top districts, which is now investigating Mr. Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. This is USA Radio News. President Trump said Friday he plans to continue his effort to dismantle the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival Program, or DACA, just one day after the Supreme Court blocked his attempts to do so. The High Court ruled on Thursday by a vote of 5-4 that the Department of Homeland Security's effort to end DACA was arbitrary and illegal under the Federal Administration Procedure Act. President Trump tweeted, "The Supreme Court asked us to resubmit on DACA. Nothing was lost or won. We will be submitting enhanced papers shortly in order to properly fulfill the Supreme Court's ruling and request." 3 years ago, the president announced plans to wind down the DACA program, saying it would give Congress a chance to pass reasonable immigration reform. The acting head of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services said the administration was starting the process over to end the program. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter, producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Yes, what's happening now is we're getting some messages from the other side. The other side of this room. Rona Anderson. Okay. She is, as you're probably clear from the previous two segments, a psychic medium. So when you say, or when it says in our description of you, that you could remove these earthbound spirits from people's homes, is that kind of like an exorcist or not?
No. And I'm just going to bust some myths here. I'm a psychic medium that deals with only earthbound spirits. So spirits that appear to be trapped here or just don't want to move on, those type of spirits. When people do exorcisms, that imposes a religion on what you're talking about to the spirits. Plus, the smudging and the prayer, you know, getting a priest, all that stuff, the spirits could care less about it, honestly. They don't like sage. They'll just leave the room for like 2 weeks and then come back when the sage smell's gone. Priests, I've been called into houses after people have had priests and exorcisms. It just doesn't work because the spirits don't care. It doesn't affect them anymore. It affects living people. So I tell people just don't do all that stuff that you see on TV or you hear, you know, in magazines or some of those crazy movies that you see. What has to get them out is a direct contact with the spirit, finding out who the spirit is, why they're there, and telling them that they need to cross over and getting them out of the house over to the other side, which I call the other side. So there's a process.
This reminds me a lot of a guest we had on not too long ago, Stephen Williams from Spirit Rescue. And they do very much the same thing. So this is a type of paranormal activity that isn't unique. It seems to be spread out around the world where people are having these experiences with what you're calling these earthbound spirits that are trapped in some netherworld between here and the greater hereafter, if I've got that correct.
Yeah, it's kind of like somebody immigrating to a country, and instead of going through the immigration process, they stay here, and we got to go find them. So it's kind of like that scenario. We've got to go find them and send them to the country they're supposed to be in.
So you started up then, is it a group or is it it's Paranormal Explorers? So it's a website, first of all, at
right.
paranormalexplorers.com. Is that your main point of contact then? People go there, they find out about you. They
yeah.
can write to you and say, hey, yeah. I'm having weird things happen in my
yeah.
house.
And on Facebook too. They can get us on Facebook. Yeah.
And then what happens after they make contact? What is the next steps that you guys take to determine
okay.
what's going on?
Good question. Okay. So what happens is we receive a phone call or we receive an email and they list out, oh, I'm having horrible things happening in my daughter's bedding room, but they're not specific. So what I usually say to them is, what exactly happens? When does it happen? How does your daughter feel when it happens? So I ask them questions like this because I have to know if they're truly super fearful, I have to get over there. If it's just something that's a curiosity thing, then there's no big hurry there. There are some people in the past that Ben and I would get our equipment and go to their homes. We would set up equipment. We would get the monitor. We'd have infrared cameras in the basement. We show people all these orbs and spirit forms moving on the TV. We'd hook up their large TV and people would sit there and watch that and just go, that's amazing. I didn't know that was a spirit. And I go, yeah. And it was just a real learning process for them. But anyway, what happens is after we get their address and their phone number, I'll usually phone in and talk with them first, and then I'll try and make a date to go over to their place, which with the COVID right now has been very difficult, but you know, I'm trying to do it. And then once I get to their place, I'll tell them, number one, you have ghosts here, but they're all standing outside waiting because they're afraid of me and I have to bring them in. So I'm going to have to go in your basement and with the lights out and sit down there and I'll bring the spirits in and get my ducks in a row and then find out who they are, why they're there, and then I'm going to cross them over. I can come back upstairs, tell the people the spirits are gone. They can't ever come back. They're not allowed to because you're not part of their family. And here's my notes saying why they were in your house, why they were attracted to a certain person in the house, you know, what they wanted you to do, what they wanted you not to do, just a whole set of information I can get, as much information I can get from the spirits as possible for them.
So then what happens, like with Stephen Williams and their spirit rescue project, what they claim that they actually have a connection with the next realm again. In other words, there's this intermediate realm where these spirits are assumed to be residing, and that there's some sort of a gateway that has to be able to be opened between that intermediate realm and the further hereafter. And they claim to actually be in contact with entities out there to be able to open that gate to let those people through. So what is your process?
Well, I actually open the gate myself.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. So how do you know that it's open then?
What happens is I will go into a meditative state and I will ask any higher beings or spirit guides, anybody to help me bring the spirits into me so I can send them over. And then what happens is as the spirits enter into the room, they can't leave after they've entered into the room and I see them. It's like I've got some kind of a hold, whatever that is.
That's right. It's like you're there. Okay, you're all on the elevator and the door is closed now.
Yeah, they can't go anywhere. So what happens off to my right, that always happens, is this huge ball of light. It seems to be a ball of light, and all of a sudden it looks, and it's a tunnel. And that's where they go through. And they,
interesting.
They either get people of their family who've passed come out to see them to help them over, or they get higher beings. If they're little children or small animals, they'll get higher beings come out to help them over. If they're really nasty spirits, I've seen them lassoed and I've seen them vacuumed into the tunnel.
Oh,
yeah,
that's pretty interesting. I'm imagining kind of just like a giant vacuum hose that just sucks them in, like maybe something out of Ghostbusters or something.
It's quick. Yeah, I mean, it's quick, and you don't see it for maybe a split second. And the same with the rope. This golden rope comes and rips around this guy's shoulders, and he just got whoosh. He just got pulled in. So, you know, I know that there's some guys who are very, very smart ass, and I'm not going to go in there, and I'm not going to do that. And it's like, well, listen. I know you're scared. I know you think that there's something on the other side that's going to hurt you, but really you're going to find family, friends, and things that will make you a better person if you go over there.
We're going to break right now. We're going to go over to another place where they'll tell us things. And after they tell us those things, we'll have our guest back here with a few questions I have on, you know, kind of understanding the methodology of dealing with earthbound spirits with Rona Anderson, paranormal explorer with her husband, Ben, who also, by the way, smokes meat. Of course, some people smoke other things, but I like to ask her about the meat process because I don't cook. More to come with Gene, Rona, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Rhonda Anderson, and we're talking about her abilities as a psychic medium. I'm trying to understand the methodology here, because obviously there's a routine about how you handle spirits and where they're supposed to go. Is this a tradition, something you have to be trained? How do you know this is the way things go?
You know, this was a very difficult haul to get to where I am right now. I used to be somebody that just did paranormal investigations, and I would see spirits, and I would try to record their voices for EVPs, and I would try to get photographs, and I would do all the paranormal stuff on all the devices. But when we were going to leave people's homes at that time, we realized we're going to leave them in the homes where all the spirits are still there, and I told the homeowners what the spirits were like, and now we're going to leave them with the spirits, Ben. And I said, I don't think this is right. I think we should somehow be taking those spirits out of their house. So we had to sit down with a plan and figure something out. Now, as this was going on, we had another friend that owned a building called the Guilty Martini. It was from the 1918s. It had a carriage house at the bottom. They used to make carriages there, horse-drawn carriages, and now it's turned into a restaurant and a lounge. And so our friend Darren was there, and that building was highly haunted with two female spirits and a male spirit that named himself Dapper Dan. And then there was another spirit in the stairs that was sort of fractured and inhuman because he had done something horrible to some animals that were up on a roof once. And, you know, I had promised this young Aboriginal boy who got killed just before he got killed that I would help get rid of the spirits. I said, I don't know how to do it. No one showed me. There's nobody out there that can teach this, but I'm going to give it a try. So I went into the Guilty Martini building, into the stairway, where this thing is, and said, you know, give a little prayer saying, hey, if anyone's around that knows how to do this, that can help me, I need to get these three people and whatever this other thing was, crossing over to where they belong. And all of a sudden I had a hand on my shoulder and on my left shoulder and someone saying something in my right ear. And then the portal opened. I saw this portal of light and I thought, oh my God, that's where they're supposed to go. So that's what happens. The spirit went quite willingly into this light with no problem. The the one that was fractured, I think the two higher beings took the fractured one into the light. And I knew that happened because I could hear this snap, like the portal snapped, and the room was bright for like 2 seconds, and then it went back to its original way, and I'm sitting on the stairs, and I'm just dumbfounded. I'm like, oh my God, I think I helped cross people over. But you know what the kicker is, what that portal actually is? If you've ever watched a video about, it's a Swedish guy. He had a digital camera hooked up on his fence, and he took 1,000 pictures every night of orbs. And when he compiled all the pictures that he'd ever taken together, he noticed orbs were solid. And then as the night was going, they managed to turn into Swiss cheese, and he could never figure out why. And then he saw them patched together like Lego. And they started to form something, and they started to form this big round ball. And the big round ball was all spirits, and they were making like a 5 mile long tunnel, and just freaked me out because I'm thinking, that's what the portal is. The portal is thousands of spirits making that tunnel for that one or five spirits to go through. And so, once I found that out, it just totally made sense to me. It's just amazing. I mean, I'm just so honored to be able to help them to do that.
That's a very common thing with people who are involved in the paranormal. I've found that they're not out to try to scare people or frighten them or necessarily even have some sensational thing happen that, you know, they can sell to a TV network or something like that. I mean, there are people who do that, but we do find that people really genuinely want to try to help the people who are in these homes where they're having these experiences. You know, I really love your positive attitude, and I'd like to know what the paranormal community is like in Edmonton and if you network with any other groups up there.
I've had interaction with a couple of groups, but usually it's the unfortunate fact that I get called to people's houses after some of the paranormal groups have been there because, you know, they want to do an investigation and all this stuff, but the homeowner just wants the spirit gone. So basically I just go in after they've done their investigation, maybe 2 to 3 days after, and then I help the homeowner out. So I don't really have a one-on-one with anybody here in Edmonton. I know that we met somebody in Leduc once, quite a while ago, but I can't remember the name of their, organization. But yeah, it's, I was a belly dancer for a while, and it's almost the same kind of thing with.
whoa, wait a minute. You were a belly dancer. How did that happen?
A professional belly dancer, yes. I made money from it, yes. Yes.
Well, we all have to make a living, folks. So if you're going to be a belly dancer and you're a good belly dancer, and that requires, is it strictly the belly moving around? Interestingly, it's a total dance experience.
It's a total dance. It's all your muscles performing at one time. That's sure. A whole other podcast, I think.
Yeah, no doubt. And I would imagine that Ben, of course, wouldn't be in on that with you. So you guys sound like you're pretty much, a solo. You work alone. You work with Ben. Does Ben go with you on your interviews with people?
No, actually, Ben and I haven't been on a investigation for quite a while. It's mainly me going to people's houses to help remove the spirits from their house. So there's been, over the last how many years, like a lot. Like I think I told Randall, I've had over 400 interactions with spirits in the last maybe 10 years, maybe less than that.
Is there a particular reason why you don't go out as much?
Well, yeah, I think Ben realized that it's not that he didn't like setting equipment up, but he realized that some of the people really didn't want to look at orbs on the screen or have an explanation of what's in their house. They just wanted to know what was in their house, why it was there, and get it out kind of thing. I'm kind of like a spirit pest control expert, I guess. So, yeah, Ben is, he's very, 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 very busy with his permanent job that he has. So it's hard to get him out. And I have a temporary part-time, well, not temporary, part-time job. So it's easier for me to get around and do the things that I need to do. So I guess it's sort of a hiatus for him, but he does enjoy it when I come back and tell him what I found at the person's house and what happened or, you know, if the spirit did anything. And, yeah, so we still share the paranormal stuff. It's just he's not with me most of the time.
But you wouldn't think of carrying one of those devices they carry around in Ghostbusters.
Oh,
where they
I
use some kind of particle accelerator. I don't know why we're doing this. Particle accelerators, and make sure the streams don't cross, ladies and gentlemen, because if they cross, it's going to be havoc. You never know what's going to happen. Speaking of happening, we have a few more segments to spend with Rona, and a little bit later we're going to be adding her to this weekend's episode of After the Paracast. So we want you to pay attention to that, too. We got more to come with Gene and with Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.